chemtrails. There's a lot of people worried about chemtrails and the effect of chemicals in the air filtering down. Well, is it about changing our minds, dumbing down the population? What about in the water? What about in the food? Genetic alterations? How about technology like HARP, Echelon? A lot of things to concern us concerning what's going on behind the scenes in the world around us. We want to know the truth. We want to hear what they're doing and what they're doing to us. What about the global brain? That's right, the global brain, the global mind, that global concept of, listen, I'm looking at Peter Russell's video, The Global Brain. Read the book, looked at the concept of out there somewhere, somehow, there is a conscious presence. There is a presence that is guiding and directing. Some call it the primary or the primacy of consciousness. Consciousness drives the universe. You can go on and read more and more about the global mind, the global brain, conscious universe, Akashic records. Eckhart Tolle talks about the flowering of the human consciousness. There's a great belief among millions, if not a billion, concerning a evolution of human consciousness. What's the presence? What's the power? What's the intelligence behind that development, behind that evolution, behind that process? Now, there's no question. I believe that there is a dark, intelligent design. That's point number one we're going to come to. Number two, a clear agenda. Number three, a progressive, supernaturally hidden agenda. Number four, the sequence of coming mass events. Number five, passionate, furious rage. Out of the global mind, out of that living conscious presence, the field, something out there is operative and guiding everything else. My dear friends, it is now November the 2nd, 2010, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., in a supernatural hour, in a providential time, with many thousands of you listening now and thousands downloading later on. Welcome, Rust Izdar here, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And this is the live broadcast. We're glad you're here. Great and beautiful day in my area. Spent some time with my wife driving out and doing some stuff. A little bit of prayer mapping today. Very important. Want to say hello. Just in the last few days, there's been thousands of downloads of the special that we did over the weekend on Halloween, All Hallows Eve, in dealing with victims. And new individuals, right above the border on the United States side, outside of Tijuana. Actually, it's Cockatoo, on this side, the United States side. Then there's Hong Kong, United Arab Emirates, Amsterdam and Paris. New downloads of these broadcasts all over. And we want to say that we're thinking about you, praying about you. Every nation and all the cities and all the places, prayers going up, even to the hundreds of downloads of all the material that has gone to Rosedale Cemetery in California, close to Hollywood. A few years ago, I noticed downloads were going right into the middle of the cemetery. Are the dead listening? Is somebody driving up there on a laptop that has the ability for Wi-Fi and downloading and listening? It was very providential that I got to go to California. I acknowledged ahead of time, and then drove down and spent 4 or 5 hours in the Rosedale Cemetery looking around and visiting, and they allowed me in the chapel, and I kind of wanted to meet whoever it was. Was it in the mausoleum? I went to the mausoleum. There was a basement. I couldn't get into it. Was it in the crypts? I mean, the big ones. The ones that I could look in, usually they got just, well, where dead people are, the bones. But in one, where the doors had been broken at one time, new wood was put up, gated, but there are holes that you can look through, and you can go down some stairs into this crypt. It would look like it would hold three or four or five people, dead people, but when I looked into it, it had stairs, it went downstairs in the middle of the cemetery, and you could fit 200 people down in there. Wonder what that's used for. They allowed me in the chapel, they allowed me to walk all over. It was a very beautiful cemetery, very, people coming to eat their lunch, sitting on some of the benches, things like that. I never did find the friend that downloads, but I noticed yesterday that once again, and for some time, more and more downloads. In the satellite look, it looks like it's in the mausoleum. It looks like it's in, but I don't have any idea. So I'm just saying, welcome to all of you and to a special downloader, Rosedale Cemetery, close to Hollywood, California. I have no idea where all this goes to all the time. In our emails that we get in, thank you for the kind things being said. I deeply apologize. 1,000 emails behind. We're trying to get more and more, But again, we'll do as best we can. Here's what I want to tell you. The alert line where you're allowed to call in and leave some information, undergrounders can leave information, chosen ones can leave information. Nobody gets it but me. Now, I may use it on the air. We will never mention names. But I think a dear lady that called in to say that she didn't really have any whistleblower news, but in learning about the satanic ritual abuse and the kids and all the things that are going on, her great concern is sexual abuse of children. And she was talking about in the message she left about magazines, you know, where they're meant for people like catalogs where moms, dads, and others will look at the children as they're modeling clothes and they're in the ads. And this dear lady shared about, well, the lack of clothing. Anybody can see that in some of it. The idea still is sex sells even to 13 and 14 years old. But the concern again, and thank you for the, I'm just simply saying thank you for the concern. And there are things that we can do about this. But to listen to that verbal audio message that came in from a concerned individual. I look on the news materials today, Madrid, quote, Associated Press, quote, a 10-year-old girl has given birth in southern Spain. Did you hear that? A 10-year-old girl has given birth in southern Spain, and the authorities are evaluating whether to let her and her family retain custody of the baby. An official said Tuesday. The baby was born last week in the city. I won't mention it. It goes on to say this. The father of the baby is also a minor. And both the mother and the baby are in good health. Her department declined to give details, including the sex of the baby, but said authorities do not consider this case to be a case of rape, and that no criminal investigation is underway. Pretty interesting in the world that we live in. I would think a 10-year-old wouldn't know a whole lot. Yet, you're watching your children nowadays? Does anybody care for the kids? So thank you to the caller that shared with emotion her concern for the abuse of children. A couple of years ago, maybe, I wrote a thing called I Will Fight For You. I'm going to read this. This is dedicated to all the SRA, DID, all the victims, even victims of Auschwitz. There are still a few around. Victims in the Sudan, around the world. And I would just simply pray the Spirit of God would speak into hearts and lives of believers in Christ, that God would call you to become the heroes of this day. Here are the words, quote, through darkness of night, wipe the blood from my face, quiet the tears, remember their pain. Feel the rage, despising evil that infects. Silence is not now, a war is afoot. They lust for innocence, they steal the dream. Close your eyes, you can't stop seeing. Cloaked in skin of secrecy, drenched in red emotion, dark grin does crack. They love the hollow, faded they are. Sons and daughters of ancient hate, smeared with filth, stained with guilt, lost forever, empty shells. Peel back the cover, down them now. They know nothing else. They love the hollow, faded they are. Fight, dear saint, stained with grace. Fire burns, compelling love. No time to gaze. Let fly the prayers. Sink your grip. Muster power divine. Tick-tock. The dark ones know. Sickle will swing. Tremble, hell, tremble. I will fight for you. Distance seals nothing. Wrapped in light, righteous rage, I hear your scream. I will fight for you, though nothing I am. I know another, once bruised, he reigns. Set my face, swell my strength. Those who cannot, he shall loose. I fight for you till snatched away. I fight for you till white robe I wear. You are worth the battle, cross does speak, wood between the worlds. Door of mercy, do not close, no, not yet. I will fight for you, value of heaven, I will fight for you, nothing else can buy. I know another, once bruised, no more. Rescue rages, he will not fade. He fights, he fought, he lives, he feels, he knows. All the tears he can stop. I will fight for you, don't lose sight. Glory shall come, new day arrive. King forever, let kingdom come. Finish terror, let peace reign. King forever, you fought for me. Cannot let drift, so like you, I will fight for them. That's on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site. Scroll down, left-hand side. Take a read. May the hand of God call thousands of you to be powerful heroes in this day, in this hour, in this moment of history. Spectators trembling. That is not the sight of the saint of God. Like Nehemiah chapter 4 we ended with yesterday. Like Esther. Like David engaging Goliath. Like John Knox confronting the wicked queen, Mary. Who's going to fight? Who's going to answer the call? God shows himself. Isaiah standing. God's question. Who's going to go? Who can I send? In the context of the battle that goes on, and you know that we are constantly doing that spiritual analyzing of, biblical prophetic revelation, reading what the Spirit of God has given us concerning him reading the lunch, the playbook of hell itself. Oh, dear friend, you think there's darkness in the air? You think that there is dismantling and disintegration and destabilization in the world now? You think that darkness encroaches? That minds and hearts are being possessed? You think that now? We have seen nothing in comparison to what is coming. We're going to talk about tonight global brain. 5 points to that issue. Going to let you know again, please keep us in prayer. Become as powerful as possible in your prayers. Don't forget, yes, across the board of all the work we do, we need your support. You can go to ShatterTheDarkness.net. Just see the support tab. Take a read. No products, no commercials, nothing else, and that's all I'm going to say. Tonight, as we get into this subject, again, Associated Press mail bomb campaign in Athens reaches Germany. Quote, Athens, Greece, suspected Greek terrorists unleash unprecedented two-day wave of mail bombs targeting embassies in Athens. Where else? How about Russia? Listen, now you've got individuals in one location sending out mail bombs to the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, and eight embassies in Bulgaria, Russia, Germany, Switzerland, Mexico, Chile, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Almost a global sweep, including the ones Luxembourg. And there's a law enforcement agency, Europol, in the Netherlands. They're saying domestic Greek terrorists groups are suspected. Wonder if they've come off the Isle of Malta. Wonder if they're part of the black nobility. Security increases. Terrorism increases. Security increases. In the world that we live in, I'm going to tell you now, according to biblical revelation, what the dark side is going to do is bring more and more terror, more and more fear, more and more dismantling, more and more destabilization, more and more saber rattling, more and more threat, forcing more and more security, more and more law, more and more control. But all the walls are coming down. That's the agenda of what some would call the global brain, global mind, collective unconscious, Akashic records, the field, the presence out there in the atmosphere around the earth. It's alive. Something's there. It's moving. Obviously, regionally, it moved in the heart and the mind of Adolf Hitler. Obviously. Himmler. Obviously, demonic revelation became political ideology, military vision, scientific inquiry, psychological, experimentation. I mean, Satan's breath on the psychology, on the science, on the politics, on the military, on the quest. In Germany, first proliferation of occultic literature, the largest and the first pre-Nazi Germany. Readers of the Dead, the mediums, the psychics, the secret societies, Thule. It was all developing. And instead of the pain and the shame and the hurt and the lostness, the anger, the frustration, instead of turning to God, from whence could come your help? The embrace of the fallen cherub, the embrace of an alternative, the embrace of another. And listen, it is not as though the dragon has gone away. If you can understand the revelation coming from God, the book of Revelation, Apocalypse Jesu Christu, Revelation 12, Dragon, huge megas dragon. This is the revelation of God in giving a panoramic view of that presence that encircles the globe, operative in lives, ancient temples. It involved the Nephilim, it involved the ziggurats, it involved the blood, it involved the guts, it involved the attack on Israel's, it involved the attempts on the life of Christ. Involved in entering in one man named Judas to betray Christ, 30 pieces of silver. What an evidence of man's sinful greed and Satan's agenda in synchronicity. Let me stop for a second as we're engaging tonight. Yeah, I feel urgency. I read Timothy 2, where God says to pastors and churches, first of all, I urge. Now, if we listen to what the Spirit of God says, we're going to find out there's priority and there is a passion. Emotional passion that comes from God. Obviously seen in Christ, zeal for the house of God consumed him. The lethargy, the laziness, the apathy, the fear, the spectatorship that we see among believers today is a demonstration of the caricature of what we should be. The powerlessness. It's the powerlessness, the evident powerlessness of the body of Christ in Europe, in Russia, in England, in United States, Canada, so forth. The powerlessness is only surpassed when viewing the apathy, the passionlessness. I see passion in Christ. I see passion on the day of Pentecost, passion in Acts 4, passion in Acts 6, passion, spiritual passion, accomplishment. Lives, cities, and the world being changed. Saved, healed, delivered. The city was full of joy. Demons left screaming. Listen, the global mind, if you want to call it that, the global brain, if you want to call it that, this synchronicity of hundreds of millions of extra-dimensional entities, evil, dark, bent on the destruction of God, the use of humanity, and the manifestation of their kingdom. Can they speak to minds? Yes. Can they influence minds? Yes. Like Judas, filled with sin, can they walk right in without even the subject aware of the overwhelming influence? Political ideology, military vision, scientific, well, questing, psychological testing. So much of it today has been bled into. See, I see that the whispers and the voice and that demonic revelation, data, didache, has entered the minds and the hearts, known and unknown, wittings and unwittings. What they say, what they write, now evidences pure Luciferic. The rise of it. Luciferic doctrine, Luciferic agenda, what it is they're stating, what it is they're desiring, what it is they're doing. If you understand Luciferic doctrine, presence, and agenda from a biblical, Holy Spirit revealed, you know, way, you'll be able to spot the enemy's methodology and agenda and his work from miles away. So that's what we're going to look at tonight. We're going to look at this concept of global brain. We're going to look at this concept of a real presence. Listen, that can involve chemtrails, chemicals in the water and the food, technologies that have been enhanced by non-human enhancement. If you understand it, and it's all moving in one direction. And if the majority of the population doesn't know that, doesn't know what hell's playbook is, doesn't know how the methodology of sheer supernatural, beyond humanity's abilities to detect, the masquerade, the seduction, the deception, to have this presence bleed into minds and hearts and lives, into politics, into military developments, into psychological development, scientific development, tech to begin to stretch itself worldwide. That's always been the agenda. But to have that side developing at such a pace and only sit back saying, what the heck is going on? Look at the world crumbling around us. Why is everything moving towards globalism? Why, all the questions, you know where the answers are? Did you know that God, the Holy Spirit, infinite, uncreated, has revealed hell's playbook, let alone hell's nature, let alone hell's methodology, and by getting the content of the revelation of the Spirit of God in you, the heads up, the cutting edge ability to analyze. And if you're getting it from the Spirit of God, the Word of God, then you're going to also have this sense of the breath of God, the urgency of God, the outrage of God inside of you also. So listen, it's not just about a talk show. It's not just about listening to Shatter's live broadcast, Russ Dizdar. Because I sit here and I can feel the urgency of the Spirit of the living God, the love he has for the humanity, the passion for his mission. But I'm not sure whether his people, the leadership specifically, is giving the alert. Churches are being lulled to sleep by placating, enculturation, kind of a consumer Christianity that dumbs down everything, shuts God's manifest presence out, and turns the body of Christ into a caricature. Just a funny picture. You ever see when somebody does a caricature of somebody's face? I've had it done to me before. And it's not a picture that I want to put up. I mean, it's a funny thing. It's a funny face of the real, but it's not the real face. It's a caricature. It's just funny. The truth is, the body of Christ, and it's true, not that I pulled myself away. I'm going to stay obedient to Jesus Christ. I'm in here in the battle. Brothers and sisters in Christ, weak or strong, on fire or even backslidden, I'm not one to leave the wounded on the road. When I see Jesus giving his life for the sum total of the sinners of the world like you and I, when I know what he's done for me, you think that I'm going to sit back and not open my heart and life to the greatest compassionate, compelling grace, love, and mercy that wants humanity more than anyone could ever want. You could want someone, you could want, but you don't know what want is until you get a taste and a touch of the heart of God. This is good and pleases God our Savior. You read that in 2 Timothy, or in the second chapter of Timothy. Who wills, thelema, desires, this is want. This is the want of God, the desires that wants, pos anthropos, that's you, all humanity, Russians, to the Chinese, to the new friends and listeners in Hong Kong, Amsterdam, Paris, Angolia. Listen, in Kenya, to our little friend there in Rosedale Cemetery. You listening right now live. You've got to understand the prayers that have gone up before this moment. One single thing. God, stretch out your hand that you desire, that you will, that you want to every listener, to every heart. Next week through the archives, a month from now, when 10,000 or 100,000 more are downloaded. I pray strike with grace and mercy and save and heal and deliver and grant in this day and in this hour extraordinary miracles. And bring forth extraordinary heroes. To the believers, just simply going to ask you to read Hebrews 11. They conquered kingdoms, administered justice. Look at the context, how it was all done. In the context of the days we live in and all the things that are going on that we hear about, some of us could become just spectators of talk shows, information, and even get information overload. As it all passes by, as long as we're safe. In the end, before the judgment seat of Christ, looking and gazing on a Savior that gave us all on a cross, being looked at eyeball to eyeball in a glorified body by God when He wipes away the tears of history. Even now I contemplate the possibility of regret. I didn't spend enough time. I wasn't willing to go to every corner. That I didn't give more. What is the value of one human being? Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world but yet lose his own soul? Do you understand the difference? On the one side, the sum total of the whole world and all of its wealth and all of its stuff and all of its product and everything in comparison with a soul. The value of the soul far outweighs the sum total of all. The soul is not Walmart. The soul, it's not Amazon.com. It's not an iPad. It's not my mother's old diamond ring or my dad's classic car. Where's the value? What's God up to? What's it all about? How do I understand history? How do I know this linear movement towards the end and what's going on? All the while that even I speak, 10-year-old girls can get pregnant, 10,000 Sudanese can be killed, maimed, cut, burned, or taken as slaves. 100 million satanic ritual abuse victims worldwide, 4 generations. And the New Agers are talking about a great global mind, a great presence, a field of energy that there's a presence. The psychics are just downloading the data from the Akashic Records joyfully. And sad to say, remote viewers with a sense of elitism are being tapped into by the universal unconscious collective, Akashic Records Hall. What is that? And I will say again, there is a global brain and there is presence, energy, power, collective, a hive. Is it extra dimensional? Yes. Are they bulging at the seams? Yes. Have they been operative in a number of ways, but with consistent agenda, progression, and development? Yes. I'll give you the 5 points. I want to have you combine, though, Revelation chapter 12 with Ephesians chapter 2. I mean, the reason for Ephesians chapter 2 is very clear. A living presence, a global presence, in the air presence. It's considered a domain, a place where there is the rights, but nevertheless locality. Locality. And that locality Eros is the Greek word, the immediate dense atmosphere just right around us. Over Russia, over China, over Europe. And as always, in the Old Testament days to now, this grid mapping of the earth, this spiritual presence that seeks not what it has, but what it doesn't have. It's clear, it's revealed by the Spirit of God. That collective presence wants the minds and the hearts of politicians, and it wants the minds and the hearts of military developers, and it wants the minds and the hearts of the scientists and the psychs. Those who are gripping the evolution of knowledge. And there's a collective buying into a presence out there guiding humanity, going to bring an evolution to transform, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, according to the old occultists, well, you'll just be done away with. Because you're in the way of the biggest spiritual wave or onslaught manifested in this world that has ever occurred in history, with only one more to come after that. So the reading of, simply the reading of second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Chapter 2, Ephesians, very clear. There is a ruler. There is simply a ruler. Now, as you look at that, the Archon is a prince, ruler, someone in charge, but an entity. A presence, extra-dimensional. Listen, this is what we need to know. This is what biblical revelation has said. Here's the heads up. Here's the information. You can't find it anywhere else. Those that have been gripped by the dark side with all the spiritual experience and engagement and powers and data and revelation and abilities, there's not a slight possibility that they can tap in and tell you what it really is. They are completely seduced, have embraced and are embraced by something so beyond them, they have nothing in them to detect the opposite. Now, this presence is a domain, a exousia, where there is the authority. It's in the eros, in the actual atmosphere. It's really here. Global presence, collective hive mind. Now, the Spirit of God in Ephesians 2 calls this prince of the domain or power of the air atmosphere, calls him the Spirit, a spirit. It says the Spirit is now at work. Now, this word coming from the word, when we get our word energy, in biblical context, it means a supranatural operative presence. That's right. Operative in those who do not have the Spirit of God, who are living in disobedience to God, who are living outside the will of God. They don't have the Spirit of God. They don't have the mind of Christ. They don't have the Word of God operative in them. So, politicians and military leadership, kings of the earth, are the primary targets. Now, it goes in many different directions, and it deals with ultimately the peoples in mass, the nations one by one, and then the rulers that will eventually join. And let's just make it very clear. One world government's coming. One world economy's coming. One world military system's coming. A one world alternative spiritual system that is totally opposed to heaven, to the living real Christ, and the Word of God. We're coming to the point of the most manifested dark presence operative in cities and lives and hearts and minds. This makes the Nazi ideology, the Nazi military machine, the vision for a thousand-year Reich, the goal of godmen, supermen, Nephilim, blood, genetically enhanced, demon-enhanced soldiering. It makes all of that look like a playpen in comparison to the global consuming and controlling. It's not, listen, when it comes down to the ultimate globalism, it doesn't come by it. Listen, you know what? The Word of God, you know what? You want to know how, we read all these books, we listen to all these things, but you want to know how it comes down. There's a progressive preparation of the world, a real spiritual dumbing down on the surface, while underground, the broadest lethality, the broadest blood and guts, and gateways and doorways, the regime, the Antichrist, the false prophet, all have to be in the underground number of years and will not surface on a progressive level, will not surface through a, well, like today, a voting scenario in the United States. This is not going to be voted in. It's going to come with crash, chaos, and anarchy. It's going to come when all the walls of national government, their militaries, their securities, their grid, their food chains, their power, when everything comes crumbling down. So we're talking about event. Globalism will come off the back of the unprecedented coming chaos anarchy that will be caused, is being prepared for, and is right out of a chapter in Hell's playbook. Now, I want to give you the 5 points here in the last 20 minutes. Here they are. In the concept of global mind, global brain, collective presence, operative in the air, operative in lives, moving. Number one, the Spirit of God clearly reveals this, that it is clearly by dark, intelligent design. The conspiracy, the coming globalism, the coming of all that we've been talking about and hearing about and knowing about, that everybody globally is really engaging. If you feel it in the air, please understand what's behind that. It's like seeing a shark fin. And when you see the shark fin, when I've been out to California, you know that the shark fin, as it's moving through the waters, is connected to the beast just below the surface. Dark, intelligent design is what God would give collectively in the Word of God in revealing the playbook, not just the origins and the nature, not even just the methodology, but does Satan have a plan? Does the ancient dragon have a plot, a plan? Is there literally step by step by step by step? Is it really known by hundreds of millions collectively that encircle the earth in this global brain mind that will break through the veil, have already but will again as never before in the totality of human history? The final solution wasn't just a small hidden group of German Nazis sitting down contemplating getting rid of every Jew on the face of the earth, deciding how they would do it, how the ovens would be built, what trains would take them, what, and who needs to build the ovens, the gas chambers, plot the plan, where the ground. That was minute detail. You're talking about the plot in a small room in massive detail that when it all came out, the political, the military, the scientific, the law enforcement, all of it collectively together, including the engineers and those who would work on things, everything else. Do you understand something? That was demonic revelation turned into political, military, economic, ideology, law, that Auschwitz, when you back up from it, when Dachau and the other places, when you look at those places in the ovens and the stacking of the bodies. I mean, even taking their glasses and pulling out the teeth that had gold or silver. Mingala using twins and others and women being raped. All the while on the other side of the fence, Levensborn was being plotted in secrecy all around to where thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of babies, genetically, spiritually designed, designer babies, godmen. Oh, not capital G. Dark, small g. Behind the entire development of Nazism and everything that goes with it, there was dark, intelligent design playbook that bled into the political, the law, all of it combined. And when put into operation, millions and millions and millions died, including the shoveling of those bodies into the ovens. With the final, a goal to rid the earth. Now, you got to understand, that wasn't Hitler and Himmler's. They didn't originate the goal. If you do not understand that Hell's Kitchen originates that goal, Hell's Kitchen originates and will try to accomplish an annihilation of Christendom worldwide. Open the doors for Israel to be wiped off the face of the map. There's design in the playbook in Hell's Kitchen that talks about a slow, incremental, frog-in-the-kettle approach to seduction, attachment, possession, guidance, direction, manifestation, until what comes next. So, number one, dark, intelligent design. There is only one other book that is higher that has pinpointed and clearly reveals the elements in that book. Let me give you number two first. Number two, the dark, intelligent design in Hell's playbook, the playbook of hell, the playbook of hell. It's a clear agenda. It's a clear agenda. It's not random. It's not running around. It's a clear agenda. Its ultimate end is Armageddon. I ask all the military individuals listening, God bless the soldiers and the workers and prayers for peace, and may the living presence of Christ give you and acknowledge in your life the authority of Christ to clear the air around you of the spiritual oppression that you've felt in Iraq, in Afghanistan, or even Pakistan now. If you're a believer in Christ and have been a soldier, clear the air of all the spiritual warfare that was involved in the context of the physical warfare. Behind that physical warfare over there, you've got to understand, behind all of that is a spiritual war in preparation for what's to come. You've got to understand that region of the world is where the Nephilim roamed, where Satan fell, where the ancient gods of Baal and Moloch and the human sacrifice and the greatest and broadest, widest doors to the other side were once opened and being opened again. You've got to understand the territorial presence. There is a clear agenda. You're not going to find it in a New Age book. You're not going to find it coming from a remote viewer. You're not going to get it from Edgar Cayce. You're not going to be able to see this agenda by looking at Mayan prophecies. Only the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, He reveals the lethality, the linear, progressive, and event agenda that is there. And the dark side is following their agenda, though it is revealed. Point number three, that agenda is a progressive and supernaturally hidden, as of this moment anyway. It's progressive, it's developmental, it is what I think in terms of a satanic synchronicity, a satanic evolution. If you understand 2 Thessalonians 2, God reveals very clearly a secret power of lawlessness already operative, supernaturally operative. It has everything to do with the bringing of the Antichrist, everything to do with counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, everything to do with a progressive until the events of the Great Revolt and the apocalypse of the Antichrist. So it's all progressive. You and I are living in probably the last hour of this progressive development because at this moment in history, they are bulging at the seams to create the event that unleashes the last 7 years, the event that opens the door to the Antichrist, the false prophet, eventually the abyss, and ultimately Armageddon. It is the event that will set the stage for global governance, a new world order, will bring the, in volume, I'm talking in volume of numbers and presence and fierce dark presence manifested. I'm telling you that next thing in that progressive development is number four. Number four, the sequence of satanically caused events that rock the world. They're global events. The Great Chaos and Rebellion, or Black Awakening, as they call it. That's what has to occur before anything else can happen. There'll be no rise of Antichrist, no attempt to annihilate Israel, no attempt to annihilate all Christendom, no all believers anyway. There'll be no opening of the abyss and no Armageddon. There'll be literally no actual globalism until the Great Revolt, Rebellion, the concept of the Red Horse, and then the black and the white, all flowing from the white horse, the spirit of Antichrist, and all that is operative. Yeah, it includes a fourth of the earth and more than a fourth of the earth. Billions from the moment of the great chaos until the very day of Armageddon, billions of humanity will die in less than a full 7 year period. Number one, dark, intelligent design. Number two, clear agenda. Number three, progressive, hidden, supernaturally. Number four, a sequence of global, striking, catastrophic events. If you can read The Four Horsemen, and we have a series up on that, 4 hours worth. If you can read that but not see, I mean, this has not occurred, but will. This will occur at the literal bulging at the seams of the spirit of Antichrist and Antichrist, the red horse unleashed, the butchering, the black horse resulting in scarcity, the economic, and then the pale horse. Point number five, behind the dark intelligent agenda, number one, number two, the clear agenda that's revealed by God. Three, the progressive but supernaturally hidden for now. Four, once the first event, global event, chaos, anarchy, black awakening, with the largest, you think in terms of a dam, Hoover Dam breaking. I mean, just busting. The other side, there's literally, if you can think in terms of a dam, and one finger on all the center of the cracks, holding it from busting and from the hundreds of millions of gallons ready to pour forth. Do you read 2 Thessalonians? God has a restrainer, restraining the first global event that will rock the world and instantly change it, turn it upside down. When the restrainer is removed, you can be sure, instantly, because bulging at the seams with great, fierce rage, all hell will be released. I say Number five is because of the passionate, furious, emotional rage. All you got to do is read Revelation 12. You'll read the panoramic view of the ancient, enormous, listen to the word, enormous red dragon. That is the Spirit of God's picture. That is God's revelation of the full force at the neck of humanity, the full force of the fallen cherub. Megas, red dragon. It involves the regime, seven heads, ten horns, seven crowns. It involves the full force of the Antichrist, inseparable from the false prophet, inseparable from the regime that's going to be global, political, military, economic. There is inseparable connection. It all has to be in place behind the scenes, bulging at the seam. And when the finger of God moves and the restrainer is pulled back, all hell will break loose. And a regime that is already in place, a supernatural Theron, the Antichrist, will come to save the day. And then ascending up out of the earth from underground, under the ground somewhere, the false prophet. And we will be in the most manifested. The dark side will be on this side, not only beyond anything in history, beyond any conceivable on the human side. And I'm going to say this, remote viewers, you can't touch that information. You're tapping into the wrong source. They're feeding you the crock. They're feeding you the false flag. They're simply doing this to the psychics and to the remote viewers and to those listening to the spirits and the ascended masters and the great white brotherhood and all the rest. You're either being dragged along, eyes glazed over, aiding and abetting this agenda, or you're a believer in the Christ of the cross, alive. You see, all of this stuff is because someone's coming. That is Jesus Christ. All that I'm talking about concerning the dark side and what they're doing is because of Revelation 19. The Son of God is returning. The music is on. I'm at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. God's blessing. Good night.